like to call the meeting to order. Thank you very much. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Are there additions or corrections to the agenda? Modifications? If not, without objection, they're approved. Approval of the minutes of April 12th. Any additions, corrections, or modifications? Without objection, those are approved. I would like to ask the committee if you have any objection if I talk to the staff about moving a little bit more towards action minutes and less towards he said, she said minutes. Would that be okay with the committee?
Yes.
All right.
I think we're the customer service committee. Is that what
I'm sorry? Yes. I'm sorry. This is the customer service operations and safety committee that's meeting. I apologize.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, just to for point of clarification, what is that you're directing us?
I'm not directing anything. I was asking permission to just talk to you about the possibility of moving slightly more towards action minutes and less towards essentially a repetition of everything everybody said, which tends to make dealing with the minutes a little bit easier on both sides, actually. And if the committee had any concerns about that, I didn't want to move in that direction. Before we get started, I did want to note and offer the sympathy and sincere condolences of, I believe, every board member and the staff of Metro to the family of Emmanuel Tosh of Silver Spring, one of our Metro Access vehicle operators who died two nights ago in a tragic accident on the Beltway.
I think, Mr., we all join you in that, so I thank you for making that.
I'm sure all the board members, including those not here, join us in that. Our first item, Mr. Kent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Shortly after the transition to the new contractor for paratransit in last January, the board established an ad hoc advisory committee to examine the operational and policy challenges associated with the service. And within 90 days of the opening of that committee, a set of recommendations were produced. The non-economic recommendations were adopted by the board in June, and many of these items are currently being implemented. Some of those, however, have required additional resources, and those are basically the substance of today's presentation. The additional resources include the purchasing of additional vehicles to achieve an appropriate operational spare ratio and align the fleet with a more appropriate CIP for the paratransit fleet. Also, the recommendation to add staffing to the contract as well as to the contract oversight team was recommended. And then finally, additional technology is necessary for us to improve our operational efficiency, and particularly in the area of trip scheduling. So these are the three items that are the major cost-bearing recommendations. What we're asking the board to approve is the use of previously approved funds from the Job Access Reverse Commute Grant, which was set aside through a congressional earmark for paratransit. The board approved these funds last December, and what we're asking is to make some revisions to the project list to align the use of this money toward safety and operational priorities. And again, as you can see here, they are exactly tied to the recommendations of the ad hoc committee, adding vehicles to the fleet, the technology, and so on. Some of those safety and operational priorities include a time-based monthly safety inspection for the Metro Access vehicles, and this means that no matter how many miles the vehicles travel, that each month we're going to be pulling them in specifically to look at them for safety issues. This is particularly important with an aging fleet. And in addition, some other items we're looking at include the direct purchase of fuel. We believe that this will yield some significant cost savings. And then also there were some longer-term projects involving human services coordination that we'd just like to see fleshed out with the region a little more before we commit these funds for that purpose. In order to implement these recommendations, we will need to modify the paratransit contract, and so we're asking the board for contracting authority to use a combination of $4.8 million in funds from the job access reverse commute earmark, and the remainder comes from the proposed FY08 budget in the amount of $2.7 million. And then finally, we just want to make the comment here that we understand that paratransit services is something that requires cost containment. There is a high demand for this type of service, and we just wanted to reassure the board that as we look forward for future planning of the service, that we are leveraging the accessible features of our fixed route services, both those provided by Metro and our regional partners, and that the recent establishment of a Department of Access Services that combines our Office of ADA programs with Metro Access will help us to do that. Thank you.
Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Sessions.
I just wanted to go back to the slide 11, in which you talk about the deferral of the human service projects. Can you tell us the impact in terms of what that deferral means and what how we intend to address the relative to the recommendations that were given to us?
Certainly. Well, the use of some of these funds for human services basically amounts to providing vehicles to social service agencies to help them to provide more of the paratransit trips. And one of the reasons why we felt it was prudent to defer that is because that would require a set of negotiations with jurisdictions and agencies that may take some time. So there was no actual commitment to doing that. It was discussed in concept, but you know, in light of the fact that we have some current operational priorities, we felt that it would be more appropriate to use the funds to support service improvements, and we will still continue the discussion with the agencies in the future to coordinate services.
Is that okay, questions, or Mr. Lentman?
One question. The transition to the cashless payment, is that the smart trip? Is that what we're going to, or some combination of smart trip? And
yes, that is the concept that we're looking at the smart trip as one tool, and another is simply prepayment, where the customer does not have to present any fare media when they board the vehicle, but we're looking at both things.
Mr. Chairman? As colleagues may recall, we did have an ad hoc committee that did meet and had a number of recommendations. And first and foremost among those was an ongoing working relationship between the community of people with disabilities directly advising the board. And we, when I had last left it, we were looking at a hybrid of some folks from the E&D committee and from the RAC to be reviewing items and letting the board directly know. Mr. Ken, to what extent have the folks been involved? If we could start with that.
Certainly. Well, the interim advisory group of which you spoke has convened on a number of occasions, and it was our intention that that group would continue to meet in the form of a task force that does include representation from the E&D committee, the Riders Advisory Council, Metro Access customers and advocates, and so that is still in force. The E&D committee has had an opportunity to review the general direction of using these funds for operational improvements, but it was our intention that following approval of these items that we would involve that committee intimately in the implementation. One of the areas in particular is door-to-door service, that was something that the customers wanted to see, and in order for that initiative to succeed, it's very important that the community understand the manner in which that's going to be implemented, and we would envision that group would play a key role in leading that effort.
Mr. Chairman, I just ask, with the support of colleagues, that between now and when this comes to the full board, that Mr. Kent specifically pull together the folk involved from the RAC and from the E&D, go over this with them, and that group convey to the board their recommendations. Because again, we dug ourselves a hole, we spent a lot of time recapturing the trust of our customers in this sensitive service area, and I want to ensure, and I'm sure all my colleagues do, that we continue to have that. So if we can make certain that that happens. Anyone?
Mr. Kato, is that?
Yes, we will do that.
Okay. Second, one of the other key elements besides the door-to-door was modifications to the late cancellation policy, so folks could do that within 2 hours of a scheduled trip. And my understanding that that's was to be something we're looking to implement in the fall.
Actually, that was implemented last fall. That's been in effect since October.
Okay, good. And one of the other items is the hosting a regional forum for our human service providers, and also having the WMATA Board of Directors hosting a disability awareness event. Where are we with those items?
Well, we have had recently our third annual transit forum with all of our paratransit service providers in the region, and this was discussed, how we would be able to host that event to make sure that all the stakeholders participated. And there are two possible outcomes. One is to hold a series of those events in the community as opposed to a single event. There's been some interest in us going out into the various parts of the region and holding those meetings separately. But those are in the planning stage. The Office of ADA Programs is taking the lead on that, and we are in the planning stages right now.
One of the other items that we'd looked intensively at in an area that caused great concern was a regular group of our riders include folks seeking dialysis. And one of the things that former general manager particularly focused on was trying to better schedule the services being provided to those centers so that there might be some grouping of services, things of that ilk. Where are we on that?
Well, we have established a personal relationship with all 39 of the dialysis centers in the service area, and what we have done is consolidated routes wherever possible in order to make sure that there is the least amount of delay in transporting people to and from those appointments. So we've had some success in that area.
And the other issue that was raised by customers when last we visited this was the issue of the staffing levels for scheduling and dispatch. I see a proposal for a fairly significant investment in scheduling technology, but at the time we were last looking at this, there was felt to be a gap. You know, computers can certainly tell you how to get somewhere quickly, but they may not recognize gridlock as we know it. So where are we on that issue?
Well, we're proposing to add staff both on the contract and also on the metro team in the areas of contract. The contract oversight team will have an individual who will supervise the scheduling, as well as an individual who's going to be working out of our planning department to assist in that effort. And then we're also adding schedulers to the to the MD team.
So we are specifically adding schedulers?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And the last question, at one point, you know, the issue of just not a guarantee to get there, but a commitment to review the premium same-day service. And I believe that's been looked at the staff level, but I'm not certain that's been brought back to the board for our information. Where does that stand?
Well, that is correct. We have not carried that discussion forward because our preliminary research, we did some a comparison with Baltimore. And Baltimore's implementation of that program resulted in a very significant increase in cost, and because also the fact that it introduces a new line of service, that in light of our current service improvements, we deferred it. We can certainly pursue it more if you'd like us to do
that. Well, if you do two things. One, certainly raise that, Mr. Chairman, if we could raise it with the committee of riders. And then also let us know the results, because certainly you've researched it, you have a good grasp, but we need to have that same feeling of confidence as well. So you need to let us know. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Wynn.
I can comment, since I served on the new governor's transition team for transportation, and the issue of the increased cost of paratransit as it relates to that service was pretty phenomenal for the state of Maryland. So I can validate that there are some major cost factors there. One of the things that would be helpful, there's been a lot of recommendations, many of which you have moved to implement, and many of which my colleague has cited. It would be very interesting, you know, we need to make sure that we have some evaluation and some results that we can document in terms of service, costs, efficiencies. You know, I'd like to know all those as we relate to those recommendations. Because we need to know, you know, particularly those if it's increased costs, we need to know about it, and everybody needs to know about it. That does not necessarily mean that we will not go forth with it, but everybody needs to know what the impact are on these recommendations.
Mr. Chairman, just one last tie, and again, it would be extremely helpful for all of us to have, here's what the committee recommended, what the board signed on to, and the status of that full report, so we can compare that straight up. But also, many of us wear so many other hats, and certainly Ms. Hudgens is the chairman of the COGS Transportation Planning Board. The impetus for doing a lot of this comes out of there, so we need to have all that to track, not only here, but the various other groups you represent.
I see some positive nods going on over there.
I will respond.
I think the questions that have been raised do point out, and I guess I should comment from the Access for All Committee, because we've had, I guess, three opportunities to meet, and many of the folks are the same folks that are involved in the E&D as well as the disability group. And we have heard a good positive response. But I do agree with both Mr. Linton and Mr. Kaufman that if it would be appropriate that we move the item forward with coming back on the 28th with the list of those accomplishments so that they can be highlighted. I think it makes this a much more understandable item, as well as it acknowledges the accomplishments that we've made, as well as those things that are outstanding. And I think that should address much of the issues that have been raised.
Mr. Cato.
Mr. Chairman, if we could, we will bring back on the 28th some of the information that you requested, but we would also like to bring back in September and make a presentation to the committee of all of the issues that have been brought up this morning, looking at it from a cost standpoint, the implications of door-to-door and same-day service, and what that does in going forward and the cost for paratransit services. We do provide, and there has been significant improvements in the operation of the services. There have been requests for other elements. However, they have significant financial impacts on to the region, and the board needs to see that to make a decision and have the balance to understand what the impacts are.
That's an excellent idea. We'll look forward to receiving that. Thank you.
I also
can we move on this item? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next item, Mr. Hughes. Thank you, Mr. Kent.
Thank you.
Mr. Hughes, is it necessary for us to actually get a presentation on this issue?
Good morning. No, it's the board's wish. If you want it, the information is in the package. We're requesting a public hearing. Authorization to hold a public hearing eliminates from service.
Second. Presentation?
Yeah. Actually, I prefer the information after the public hearing. It's more important.
I understand.
Okay. Motion to approve. Anybody want to
move?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that does. I'm sorry, Mr. Cato.
Oh, just two things, Mr. Chairman. I am going to review the process here to determine what's the proper steps of conducting the hearing first, and then bring back the information to the board so you have that information to make a decision. And the second, I would like to introduce this morning to you Milo Victoria. Milo Victoria is the new Assistant General Manager for Bus Operations. He has over 20 years' experience in maintenance and operations. He's focused on safety, the quality of operations, as well as employee development. I've had the opportunity to work with him before. He began his job this past Tuesday, and he has a whole list of things that I want to get done by Friday. But I'd just like for this committee and the board to meet Milo and welcome him to Washington.
Welcome.
Anything else to come before the committee? If not, this committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.